Alright, so another beautiful day, right? I think that let's talk about goals and let's talk about what you have accomplished in the first month of the new year. What has happened in your life that has moved in a direction that has moved you in a direction as my navigation's telling me to turn right? As you know, I do these in my car, right? And usually what I do is when a thought pops into my mind, I start talking about it, you know? Not always because I want to, but I just have this thing that what if that one person that needs to hear it hears it and hears it, right? After all, that's how growth is made. You learn something somewhere. You have the courage to maybe teach it or pass it on to someone if it's good information. And one of those someones is going to benefit from it, meaning they will take some positive action in their life because of you trying to help, right? So let's talk about goals. I think that what I realize in life and in happiness and in everything, raising kids and in relationships, is it's always ups and it's always downs, right? It's ups and downs and ups and downs. It ebbs and flows. And you constantly have to be working on yourself because, you know, they say no man or woman walks through the same river twice because it is not the same man, right? And it is not the same river. No person walks through the same river twice because it is not the same person and it is not the same river. Do you get that? Things change all the time. You change, your environment changes. So the goal has to be, I like what you know, I just finished a Tony Robbins seminar speaking of something that you do, right? There was the Unshakable Challenge. Only 1.5 million people did it, right? And there's like 8 billion people or 9 billion people in the world. And only 1.5 million people did a free challenge from Tony Robbins about positivity. Now, if you think about that, of course it takes time. But that's what you do when you're trying to get better. You put in the time to learn the things that you're trying to get better. This knowledge doesn't just come to you. You have to put in the time. And where we are in an age of knowledge, in an age of information, right? Anything you literally want to learn, do, be, have, you can literally go and find something for free, by the way, that will move you in that direction. Obviously, if you pay for things, you have more skin in the game, as they say, and you will probably progress much faster. But there's so much information for you to be able to learn. So what I learned about becoming better is a little bit at a time. While you're trying to become better, while you're pursuing your goals, while you're figuring these things out, it seems like in the short term, things are never working out. It really does. It kind of sucks. It really feels like you're not moving forward at all, you know? For the first 7 years of our career, when I was getting evicted out of a one-bedroom apartment and not getting enough sales, no matter how hard I tried, and we tried hard, right? Nothing was working. We didn't stop working at it. And if you don't stop working at your goals, little by little, you get better, you know? Like, let's say 10 years ago, when I was selling houses early in my career, I was watching people do flips, like remodel, renovate the house. And they'd go in, they'd buy this house, they'd flip it, we would sell it, right, for like a 5 or like a 4.5 or a 4% commission, depends on how many deals they did with us. And we made good money, and it was like consistent business coming to us as realtors. But what I was watching them do is make money, right? I was watching them make all this money. I've seen people lose hundreds and hundreds 200,000, 300,000, and I saw what not to do. But at the time when I'm selling these houses and I'm doing these things, I am absolutely broke, right? Like, broke. Trying to put gas in my car, kind of broke, right? Like that uncomfortable, on edge. I'm always on edge because I'm broke kind of attitude. And what I realized was that was good experience for me because 10 years later, right? So if I stop growing at this point, nothing happens. But 10 years later, okay, it took 10 years. That's a long time. But then I go in to do a remodel. Now I evaluate the deal really well because of all those experiences of learning on other people's time, right? Now I evaluate the property extremely well. Now, 10 years later, I have money saved. So I go in to do a deal, put up my own money for the deal, right? And then I make almost $90,000 in a 2-month time frame. Now, would I have loved to get that kind of money day one when I was watching the other people get those $90,000? Of course, of course. But that was my journey. And the pursuit of what you want is the chasing of your goals, right? The naming your goals and going after them. But if your goals aren't going as fast as you want them to be going, your biggest issue there would be just accepting the fact that this is your journey. If you can realize that, it's not a competition. Get the jealousy ideology out of your mind because it's not a competition. I heard this quote, you are literally trying to be better than the old you, the last year you, the last 5 years you, the yesterday you. And if you continue doing that, within time, you will certainly meet and exceed your goals. It's easy to do this work. It's easy not to do this work. But the work on yourself has to be constant. You have to put yourself first because if you really think about it, you know, when they say, when you get on the airplane, they go, if something happens, these oxygen masks are going to drop. And before the oxygen masks drop, right? So they're going to drop if something happens. We get crazy turbulence. And they say, put the mask on yourself first, then put it on your kids and on others. And why do they say, put the mask on yourself first? Why do you think that is? Because if you can't help yourself, you can't help nobody else. But if you do help yourself, if you do make yourself better, if you do continue, right, we're month one done into the new year. If you do continue to push yourself towards whatever goals that you set for yourself, you will get to exactly where you need to be. And if you do that year over year over year, you will certainly get to exactly where you need to be. And I think the expanding of the mind, the heart, the soul, and the spirit is just something that needs to be done all the time because, let's just face it, it's easier to think negative thoughts. That's why the media is so popular. It's easier to succumb to negativity than it is to go and try to cultivate your mind, your heart, and your spirit to be purer in the pursuit of what you want. And I think if you just realize that, you know, a goal might not happen for you year one, but if it happens year three and you've worked all those 3 years, right, believing that it would happen, I think that people overestimate what they can do in 1 year, and they underestimate what they can do in 10 years. In 5 to 10 years, your whole life could absolutely change if you just decide to truly focus on your goals, no matter what. All right, so I think I said what I wanted to say. I hope you have a good day and good luck chasing those goals. and attracting the goals to you. You know, you have to become the kind of person that is deserving of all the things that you want. And unfortunately or fortunately, life is not just going to give it to you, right? Life is expecting you to show your true effort for trying to be better, right? You can't cheat the process. So good luck.